Simon & Schuster Audio presents Scrappy Little Nobody by Anna Kendricks. Read by the author.
Author's note. That's me. I'm the author. I'm sure I've mixed up the timeline and contradicted myself, but I've tried to get it right. I've changed some names to protect the innocent and to protect my mother from people in her book club coming at her like, that's not how my kid remembers that day in preschool. A lot of things that are meaningful to me didn't make the cut because they just weren't entertaining. For example, my childhood best friend Meg isn't in the book at all because it turns out my mom was right. Those stories really are only funny to the two of us. Introduction. 1. Braid hair. 2. Arrange books by color. 3. Do homework on the floor. 4. Feng shui room. 5. Magazine collage. 6. Lie in yard with Walkman. When I was 13, I started making lists. I've always liked structure, and I thought if I broke it down into steps, I could will myself to fit in. My idea of normal came mainly from film and television, and with that as my guide, I wrote down the kind of things that a normal girl might be doing when a boy showed up unexpectedly at her house. Of course, the one time a boy showed up unexpectedly at my house, he found this list. Jared was one of the popular kids at school. We weren't close, but he was a neighbor, so he occasionally came by. This was the only time he'd ever arrived unannounced. He spotted my notebook, opened it, and started reading out loud. Oh, God, that's stupid. Seriously, put that down. It's nothing. I was in a full-out panic. Come on, Anna. Why would you generate written evidence of your...